So in my redesign of task one, I will be ranking the items that are in my bag in order of importance. An image of the items can be found in my first task as I use the same bag. These items are in my work bag that I bring to and from school almost every day. So in order of importance, in my bag I have number one, my car keys, number two, wallet, number three, computer, number four, charger, number five, a novel for the current novel study that my class is doing, number six, lip balm, number seven, pencils and pens, number eight, sticky notes, and number nine, a granola bar. So I will be revisiting some of the questions that were in task one and shedding a different light on them based on the readings from the week. So to start off, my computer can be considered a text or a text technology as it allows me to do tasks and I interact with in a digital space. In my wallet, I have cash, a credit card, debit card, some membership cards, and my driver's license. I mainly have these items on me as necessities and mainly use them to spend on gas and groceries. I do a lot of my spending through online shopping, through different online stores and vendors, whether it be local, American, or even international outside of North America, or buying secondhand goods from online spaces like Facebook Marketplace or Craigslist. Through the digital space of shopping, I think it has allowed consumers to spend in ways they did not do so previously, and I think this has kind of increased because of COVID, and it's kind of changed the ways that we spend and buy things. In some ways, there are more and also less interactions between consumer and or buyer and seller. There are less interactions in a sense that there are couriers who simply drop off packages if you buy online, but there is more communication if you're buying things secondhand and you need to communicate with the seller, whether you're bargaining a price or you're arranging a meetup time. As New London Group states on page 67, they write that students need to develop the capacity to speak up, to negotiate, and to be able to engage critically with the condition of their working lives. So this quote kind of encapsulates my idea that there seems to be a growing need to directly teach communication skills with students as the ways of communication are changing due to the way we consume things, and I think that they will continue to change in the future. The novel that I have in my bag, I use as a reference book for our novel study unit, and I use it to plan where I place sticky notes and write notes with my pens and pencils to write quick notes to myself, to mark down what I want to discuss or highlight with my students when we are reading the book together as a class. For me personally, I like this tactile way of taking notes because it helps me remember what I'm reading. All of my students have a copy of the novel, but for those who are more so audio learners, I have an audiobook version available for them. Overall, I think I would consider myself a minimalist in terms of what my bag has, and I do, as I said, a lot of my work and communication online. What I do with my computer is my lesson planning. I don't do it on paper. I have a Google Slides that I use to plan my day plans. I communicate with parents and colleagues through emails and through our online apps like Microsoft Teams, and I record marks that I refer to when I do report cards on my computer. I would like to use my ideas, and I would like to highlight a quote from the Digital Literacy chapter by Dobson and Walensky. They write from a teacher who has reflected on his experience with teaching with Intermedia on page 287. The teacher proposed that hypermedia revolutionizes education by freeing students from teacher-centered classrooms, promoting critical thinking, empowering students, easing the development and dissemination of instructional materials, facilitating interdisciplinary work and collaboration, breaking down arbitrary and elitist textual barriers by making all texts worthy and immediately accessible, and introducing students to new forms of academic writing. So I think this quote kind of summarizes how I feel about integrating technology into the classroom and using it on a day-to-day basis. It allows for different experiences that could not be possible in a teacher-centered setting. The quote also reminds me of how technology can help students build skills, which are in our BC curriculum core competency learning outcomes, which are not content-based, but essentially skills that we want students to have as successful learners, which include communication, thinking, and creating skills. There's another two quotes I want to highlight from the New London group reading, both on page 64. They write, "When technologies of meaning are changing so rapidly, there cannot be one set of standards or skills that constitute the ends of literacy learning, however taught." They also continue to write, "Effective citizenship and productive work now require what we interact effectively using multiple languages, multiple Englishes, and communication patterns that more frequently cross cultural, community, and national boundaries." These quotes make me think of how we're using technology to prepare students with 21st century skills, which can equip them to be prepared for the future, as we may not always know what those particular skills are, since our world is rapidly changing. The multiple forms of language makes me connect to the fact that it is now an expectation that people should have interpersonal skills to adequately communicate with the different groups of people. So to wrap it up, while the objects in my bag seem quite normal and mundane, when we put it in a multi-literacy context, there is much to discuss and uncover.